friendship group is very diverse. So, I mean, I guess it's made me more like open-minded. Like, you know, I'm open to new experiences because I grew up around so many different things.
Welcome back to another episode of Rap Insights, a series where we look into the journey, success, and come up of rappers. I'm your host, Bert, known as Iman, and sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Stay lit.
Yo, you good?
Yeah, bro.
You Gucci? Yeah, I'm doing good. This is my first British interview, you know.
Swear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't even know your UK page still.
And I'm like UK, but I focus on American like things, innit?
Make sense. Like me, man. I really kind of like the American side more.
Yeah, what's good, man? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you, bro?
I'm doing good. How's life?
Life. What can I say about life, man? Basically in lockdown still.
Yeah. So what you been doing during lockdowns?
Bro, just focusing on music really, right? Just trying to make as much as possible. Coming out with an EP in November, so just trying to get content for that.
That's good, fam. That's good. Also, you've been grinding, yeah?
You know what I'm saying? You have to.
Yeah, man like. Alright, cool. Alright, so welcome back to episode 5 of Rap Insights. Today, got Zuko joining us in the building, and yeah, I'm going to be interviewing him today. So, yeah, introduce yourselves.
Yo, so I go by the name of Zuko Hardy. I'm an artist out of London. I'm saying, that's all you need to know for now.
Yeah. All right, so which area did you grow up in?
So I grew up in a little town called South Harrow in northwest London.
Well, so that's near like Harrow on the Hill, isn't it?
Yeah. Proper small town, like everyone knows everyone.
Yeah. I swear there's like a bit of diversity there as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of diversity there, man.
Yeah.
There's no like one specific race. Like there's just as many races as you can imagine out here.
Yeah. Do you feel like that's shaped you in a way?
I mean, to an extent, obviously, like my friendship group is very diverse. So, I mean, I guess it's made me more like open-minded, like. I'm open to new experiences because I grew up around so many different things.
Yeah. I mean, that's the great thing about London. Like, no matter your race, you can, like, kind of, like, link to everyone because there's so much, like, diversity.
Exactly that.
Yeah. So, like, secondary school, how was it? Like, was it a mazza? Was it, like, what was it?
Yeah, secondary school was just fun. Like, by the time I got to year 11... you know, I used to love that. I used to enjoy going.
Facts.
It was just fun.
Facts.
Yeah, you know, it's like growing up in London. It's just fun.
It's jokes, son. It's jokes. But did you do like one touch and like rush and stuff?
Yeah, one touch on bounce.
Yeah, that's not. No, that was jokes. So after like secondary, do you do like A levels or anything? Like college?
I tried to do A levels. It didn't work for me. Then I went to college and then college a little bit better, but. You know, education never really been for me, so...
Okay. When did your passion for music come? Was it, like, since you were young, or did it develop throughout your years?
I mean, I've always been a listener of music from as early as I can remember. But I only really got into making music at uni because a friend of mine made music, so it kind of influenced me.
That's good. So do you use, like, FL... Did you use Logic or?
First thing you showed me was Logic. On my setup right now, I use FL, but honestly, I prefer Logic. So.
You make your own beats?
No. This man over here makes my beats. This is my engineer. Produces all the songs. So, like, you know what I'm saying?
So, like, you make melodic trap, innit?
Yeah, that's how I'd like to describe it.
Low key, I have a feeling you listen to M. Huncho. Low key.
I used to like see the 48 Hours tape. I like that Huncho.
Yeah,
I really like that Huncho.
Because when
listened to him recently.
Like when he dropped like his tape as well, everyone was going mad. Like.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's talk about your gigs. Now there was a video that I saw on your Instagram. How's that like, man? That looked lit.
Yeah, there's no way to describe it. Like, it's just before I went on stage, it's like I was super nervous. And then you get on stage and you just see people there and you forget everything. Like, if I'm honest, when I came off the stage, I don't really I don't really remember being on the stage. Like,
what? So was it like, is that a regular thing? Or is it like more of a hobby?
One show, and then when we're starting to look at doing a second show, you know, all this shit happened with quarantine, so.
Yeah.
Shows, man, that's the one thing I really want to do with music is perform. Like, I always feel like that's the second part of making music is performing it.
Because, like, the UK, like, no matter where you go, like, even if it's like a bar, and say, for example, let's just say, oh, they never heard of melodic trap music yet. Just the vibe alone will make them want to, like, you know, like, turn up to it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, how did you get links to do that?
Honestly, there's a local place where near I live. We're just emailing around, and they got back to us. They said they let us perform there, and that was it.
Yeah, now let's talk about you, like, in the studio. Like, what's your creative process?
My creative process is really just, I like to hear the beats first. So Nick will send me a beat, I'll have a listen to it, and I'll kind of have a feel for, like, what comes up in my head, and then try and write. And when I write, it's melodies first, melodies over everything, and then fill in words later.
Are you a hook type of guy?
I would say so. I think that's the most important part of a song, really, is the hook. Yeah. That's what I'm going to remember, so.
That's true. So, yeah, you find your beats through Nick, and you said you make your lyrics through, like premeditating it and then writing it down. Yeah. Alright, cool. So, with that in mind, which part of your song would you say is, like, other than the melody, which part of the song would you say is the most important for you?
After melody, I guess it's kind of the entire, like, the vibe of the song, like, the feeling you get when you listen to it. So, but I guess that's really the most important. Everything else is just the listening.
So now, like, do you prefer UK, like, rap and grime, or, like, American?
Nah, I'm not going to lie. It has to be American shit.
But do you listen to, like, the classic ones, like Stormzy, Dave, like,
I listen to some UK artists, like Meeks. That's really who I'm listening to at the moment, but I really want the American artists. So,
who particularly, like, in America?
You keep cutting off, so I don't even know.
My bad. Who, like, particularly in America do you listen to?
A lot of Travis Scott, a lot of Gunna. There's a guy out in America called Johnny Yukon. Been listening to Johnny Yukon for a while.
So I'm gonna ask you some quick fire questions. Alright, cool. So what's your favourite football team?
Tottenham.
Gunna or Lil Baby?
Gunna.
Alright, best song of 2020?
Best song of 2020. Wanna. Gunna.
Yeah, because his album, low key, that album was hard. That album
it was hard. Considering we didn't get music this year, it was very hard.
Yeah. And as well, like, Dollars on My Head. Have you heard that as well?
Maybe. Is it on the album as well?
Yeah.
It's maybe one of the songs I skipped through.
I think you'll like it.
I'll have a listen.
Calm. Who's the best UK grime artist, in your opinion?
Of all time?
Yeah.
Skepta.
Yeah, Skeps. He shows his beats, fam.
I have to be in it.
Yeah. And what's the best part of London other than Northwest?
East London. Like Shoreditch, right?
My bad. Yo.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard Shoreditch. That's all I heard.
Yeah. So East London. That's the second best.
See that. So, yeah, that thing. What would you say for anyone who wants to get into music?
Just do it. Don't wait and find out later that you want to do it. Just do it. Don't think about it. Just do it.
So what would you say is, like, for you in music? Because, like, I can tell for you, for example, like, music is, like, a passion for you. Like, you don't do it or just, like, because to kill time, you actually do it for passion. But what do you think, like, has ignited that passion into you?
I have a deep, like, I enjoy art, you know, so I guess that's where that passion comes from, is to create art.
Did you do anything when you were younger as well, other than music?
I just played football when I was younger, nothing else.
Did you, like, kick ball for a team?
Just Sunday league, nothing too serious.
Which team?
There's a team, a local team called Harris St. Mary's.
And, yeah, do you have any, like, shout-outs or final words?
Shout-outs, obviously shout-out the whole team. Shout-out everyone that's been supporting me at this point. November, EP coming. Just keep an eye out for that.
Once again, big shout-out for you joining us today.
Yeah. you for having me.
Yeah, it's calm. Yeah, cop the link, cop the merch link description below. And yeah, do you have any like final words again?